You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
All right, everybody. What I want you to do right here is put your right hand up in the air. And we're going to sway it side to side. Go ahead, Stephanie. Give us a diva moment.
Courtney's singing.
Oh, that's Courtney singing? Come on, Courtney. Belt it out.
I'm crying.
You're the one. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy, DJ Jesse Joy. Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Real Housewives of Atlanta, Divas in Focus, Season 5, Episode 20. I'm Jesse Janity, joined in studio by Stephanie Bauer. That's when you speak. Oh, okay. Oh, I wasn't supposed to speak over the Tina Turner track.
I love this song. Anyway.
All right.
Hi, Jesse.
Hello. Stephanie really wanted to hear that song, so we gave it to her and put us in a very happy place. Also joining us is Miss Courtney Stewart.
Hello.
Oh, I was like, Courtney was in her dancing around her living room,
yeah,
dancing
totally
on the ceilings. Don't make me
yeah,
play that.
I just had to sit down. I'm looking at the video too. Yeah.
Wait, the video like
watching
Tina Turner
the music video?
Yeah, on YouTube. I had to pull it up.
Courtney, we just brought Courtney. Ooh, I feel like Courtney's going through it right now. She remembering the time right now. Hmm. Well, we didn't mean to do all that. Running the ship is Marissa.
What's up, guys?
All right. The final episode. Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum.
I can hardly believe it.
We're getting a three-part reunion.
It was like the Kenya show.
Three-part.
Yes. Going to be super
with
excited.
With a
diva fan. All right. Let's talk about it. Kenya sits down with Tommy Ford from Martin.
Yeah, I know. Keywords is sitting down. They're having like a business meeting for a party. I was dying over that.
Random.
I mean,
that he does that. But she wants to talk about her new gala, and she gets Nicole Garner, who is the ATL premier party planner. And Kenya, what was going on with your bra?
I know. Her bra
Thank
was
you.
Hanging out. And then not only that, but the buttons yeah. below her bra were like literally
busting
like...
I'm
Kenya's button. Like busting. Like threads.
For
busting.
iTunes people or people just listening, you can go to YouTube, watch our video, and watch Stephanie's interpretation of Kenya's button.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, girl, no.
That was a good one. Well, Kenya was there talking about how she wants an interpretation of the leading women in movies to be come to life at her party. Like Coming to America. She wants a mini performance.
It's her first gala.
Yes.
How elegant.
What is this gala for? Did we ever catch that?
I kind of thought I heard her say something that was for her birthday, too. But did I just imagine that?
Girl, I feel like it was a Halloween party.
It was seriously a Halloween party. But Kenya even admitted that she totally did it because Portia called her old.
Oh.
She even said that. She goes, well, Portia called me old, and so I'm having a party for black women in film.
Well, she also said...
To show that I'm still relevant.
Right. Well, you know what? We'll get to Kenya in a second. Let's talk about some of the other things that happened before we get to that extraordinary gala event. Divas in Defense. Candy and Phager go, and apparently Phager has a stun gun line.
Yeah, what did she say it was called?
Wait.
Phager Sparks.
Phager Sparks. And whenever Phager talks about anything, she always goes, well, any smart businesswoman.
Yeah,
she always starts everything off with, any smart housewife, any smart lawyer, any smart, like,
yeah,
girl, we get it. You're smart, all right? You want us to know you're smart. It's like that person who, like, has to reiterate everything so that way they're probably not even really that smart, but because they keep telling you they're smart, they're like, bitch, I just don't want to listen to you anymore, so whatever you're saying after I am really smart, then sure.
Yeah.
Because I can't listen to you anymore.
So any smart businesswoman must protect herself with a stun gun.
And so she went and created hers.
But isn't it just, I mean, I guess I don't really know, but isn't it illegal to just carry around a stun gun?
No.
Oh, no.
It's not?
No.
I have one.
You do?
Yeah.
I do, and I want Phaedra's because it's cuter.
Yeah, that is way cute.
And it's a little bit smaller.
But I thought, I mean, it's the same as like a taser, right? Oh, no, it's different than a taser. It doesn't have the little prongs that go.
Right, like, well, I mean, in Atlanta, it's definitely not because, World Star on worldstarhiphop.com. Sorry, had to throw it out there. There's this guy, and he's like a security guard at this mall in Atlanta, and there's so much, like, stuff always happening in there, and these guys always come and they mess around with him, and so he has a stun gun. He's always threatening them, and he videotapes it, and it's on World Star, and he's always shooting them. So I'm assuming you can, and like really, you can watch him stun gun these people. Like,
yeah, I guess. Okay, I take it back. If it's different than a taser, you're not like electrocuting them a little bit.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I guess
it is the same. I thought.
Yeah, I think it's the same exact
thing. Matter of the voltage.
Right. And hers sound like it was a very high in voltage, talking about million something.
Yeah, and Candy got the guy with it.
Yeah. Which his reaction to it, she must not have held it on really quickly, because in the videos I've seen, when they get shot with that stun gun, they're down looking like they're having a seizure.
Yeah.
He just had a quick little leg cramp, like, ooh, all right, time for your lessons done, girls. Like, get. I would not trust having Phaedra with that in her purse.
No, but I want one.
I mean, I want one just because, like, I've always, like, I really have, like, I would love just one time to be like, hey, Stephanie. I'm just kidding.
See, that's why this should not be allowed to just have, because people like you would just shock random people.
But, I mean, mace is the same thing. Like, I remember my friend, she used to have a thing of mace on her keychains, and I sprayed it one time, and it all came back in everyone's face, and we were just done.
Yeah, but it could, like, jolt you and make you have a heart attack.
No, it ain't that. I don't think it's that serious.
Anyway.
But, so, yeah, she does this little stun gun thing, and I guess keep on pushing to push. I ain't going to knock Phaedra because, I mean, shoot, if you can make a little bit of money off something,
go ahead.
Everything she
can.
Does just seems shady, and I guess it's because after the book came out, how it's like her and Apollo doing something on the side, but, like, everything she does just kind of, now when she has a new business venture, I'm like,
I do look at it twice
I
now.
I look
but
at it differently.
I don't mind this little one. I'm just thankful Candy wasn't like, she wasn't like, Candy, we should work together. It's a dildo on one side and a taser on the other. Like, I could see.
She tried to. She tried to imply that a little bit. She's like, pleasure and pain.
Right. And actually, you know what? I don't know if this is really true on the other stun guns, but Courtney, does your stun gun have a... no, everyone's going to know not to mess with Courtney now that she has a stun gun. But Courtney, do you have... yours have a little plug in so you can plug it to charge it?
No, I think it's battery. Because, yeah, the only cord is a little wrist cord to hold it on your hand.
So that was really... cool of Phages. Just plugs right into the wall. All right, let's get into it. I mean, we don't really do news and gossip here. We kind of throw our news and gossip into the show. We all know recently, I mean, like, really, they didn't even have to show it at the end, but I guess. But Portia Stewart is divorced. It was getting a divorce with Cordell.
I'm like in shock. I'm in such shock.
Yeah, Stephanie came in. She's like, I can't even watch this show anymore.
Like, Jesse was so excited for the show and the party and the drama. I'm like, I just can't. All I can think about is a divorce. I'm like taking it personal.
I
can't stop thinking about
shocking.
It. It's shocking.
It's shocking, but I'm not as invested in them.
True.
But that's why I think it's even more shocking, because, like, I don't know. Yeah, but I guess
it seemed like it came out of nowhere, even though not really. Like, you thought it would happen in like 3 to 5 years, like right now.
Yeah, you're exactly. Totally right.
But it's also funny. I mean, all right. So basically, from what I mean, no one knows the exact story. It hasn't come out yet, but it's rumored that Portia found out about the divorce online,
mm-hmm.
like on the blogs.
Yeah.
Somehow Cordell, well, I mean, I guess it's public.
Well, TMZ has connections with court and law officials, so they always find out stuff that happens in the court first, right. period. So they found out about that he filed and put it out. And I guarantee you she found out from TMZ.
Yeah, and Portia doesn't want to speak about it. She wants to deal with it privately, which totally respectable. We're just going to gossip about
it. We just want to know why.
I don't. You kind of can tell
why. You think he watched that episode of her talking about how he wasn't supportive during the miscarriage, and that was like it. He's like, I'm done. Well, it aired, and then the next morning he filed for divorce.
I think it's the... Maybe? Yeah, because it literally was like Monday morning, but... Or no, it was Tuesday morning because it was the day after our show.
That's really like, dramatic, though, if you do something like that.
Because these shows were filmed so long ago, but I think it's just like any other reality show curse, Nick and Jessica, whoever else, Brittany and what's-his-face. When they both are on TV every week, I think they both probably got a little big for their britches, probably got in little fights and arguments after every episode.
I just think they weren't meant for each other.
But yeah, and I also thought they had been married longer than they were. They were only married 2 years. That's like nothing.
Yeah.
It's like 2 years in May or something.
Right. But you kind of see this happening. I mean, and the other part about it that kind of is fishy to me is the fact that they're getting the divorce while the episodes of them during marriage counseling is going on.
There is always the fact that I was, for a split second, I thought, oh my God, it's publicity because they're in counseling on the show. Right. It's publicity. But now how he like blindsided her and now she's asking for alimony and he's like, mm-hmm. she can fend for herself. He wants nothing to do with her. He's like, she can do whatever she wants. He's like, I'm not helping her one bit. She can completely fend for herself. Now she wants alimony. She wants to be paid for taking care of his kid, which I didn't realize his kid lived with him all this time.
Oh, wow.
Did you guys see the pictures of him at Dave & Buster's the night before he got the divorce? He was with his baby's mama at Dave & Buster's the night before the divorce. There's pictures of it. The night before he filed. And he looked really stressed out. He wasn't sitting really close to his baby's mama, but he was sitting kind of near her. And their kid was sitting across from them. Apparently, Cordell had a paid appearance at Dave & Buster's, and he thought it would be fun for his son and baby's mama to come. So he called them and invited them. They sat down and had dinner, and the next morning he filed for divorce.
You really don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, from what we've been talking about, because we said that we predicted it last week, that they're just not, they're in two totally different places. We see it in this week, too. I mean, it's just, she wants a kid. She's in a place where she wants to work and have a kid. He's in a place where he wants a really traditional family. And, I mean, you can't knock either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like when he said, well, when we get in an argument, I mean, it's over in 5 to 10 seconds, or it better be over, because if you think you're winning about winning, you're always going to lose.
Shit, the therapist was like, what? He, like, turned it into a football game, like, right. Locker room
and
talk.
It takes a lot to make Ms. Dr. Sherry Blake blank 3-4 times.
And she did.
She sure did. She deals with the Braxtons, and she be holding it down. But that moment, she was kind of like, girl, you ever seen Beyonce talking about independent women, girl?
Yeah.
You need to
and the therapist totally sided with mm-hmm. Portia a little more than I expect a therapist to. Usually they're very middle of the line. She was like, you need to think about what she just said. But here's what I don't understand, and I guess I'll never understand it. Why did two people get married when they knew from the beginning? He knew growing up his whole life he wanted a wife to stay at home, and she knew she wanted a career. Why get married? How is this just coming out of the woodwork?
I feel like...
She didn't know. She wasn't speaking that when they got married. She even admitted to that. She said, when I got married, I wanted to be the at-home mom and everything that he wanted me to be, and now I've decided that I want a career.
Because now she's on TV.
Well, no, but
she smelled some fame and got her hit a little bit.
Exactly.
Come on. The girl was in a Trillville video. Like, and not even like a regular like rap video, like, what it is, ho, like, really, like...
That's all she could get in.
I feel you. No, I'm saying, but like, let's look at who we're dealing with, Cordell. Like, okay, she was in this video, right? There's a reason why she was in that video. She chose to do something like that. And then all of a sudden, a couple years later, flips the script, and now she's a stay-at-home wife, and like, okay, I found a man that I can sit down with, it's gonna look pretty on TV, and we look good together. And then look, I mean, even right now when we're looking up here during her little Baps impression, like, I feel like she exactly like you said, Courtney, she's trying to be someone that she's not, and it just, it's not going to work. Sorry.
I'm in all of this, I'm really sad for her. I think she has, like, nothing now. The Cordell Stewart divorced her. Listen, and I never thought this about him, but yesterday when we were all at my house, and even my boyfriend, Frank, goes, wait a second. He goes, that's the Cordell Stewart. I had no idea this guy was such a big deal as he is, because my boyfriend cared less about football.
Right, but also your boyfriend, he admitted he's been watching it this whole time and hasn't even realized that that's
exactly, but then he goes, wait a second, that's the, so where is she going to go from here? Literally, where is she going to go? I feel really bad for her. She's not going to get alimony. She's not going to get anything. And now she's Cordell Stewart's ex-wife. Well, she could be on Famous Exes, Hollywood
go.
Exes.
She can be on that. She's
go.
Got her own money. Like, Portia, girl, there are things out there for you.
And they might actually want her to stay on Housewives now because she'll have a storyline. Okay. Like, what is Portia going to do without a man?
Right.
Can't she work because she's touched in the head? Like, that might be comedy.
Yeah, so I looked it up. So I looked up a few different things that are going around as of today, and it says that, according to Hollywood Life, which they said that she will be back on the show next season because she's desperate for the money. Because she needs the money. She needs the
paycheck. Interesting
that
she said because she's desperate for the money. Well, I don't know if I even believe that she's desperate for the money. Her net worth alone from his was bigger than half of the other girls.
Yeah, but she's relying on the paycheck now.
Okay.
And of course she's going to stay on the show.
I think she
Why
wants it. It
leave?
Keeps her relevant. But my thing is they can't get rid of Kenya. I'm sorry. Like, after tonight's episode, I really sat there and realized they cannot get rid of Kenya.
No, they can't. The show would be done.
Mm-hmm.
Completely done. It's like getting rid of NeNe.
Yeah.
Almost worse at this point because Kenya is the drama and NeNe's not even.
Like, I hate to say this because, like, I love Portia, but they could replace Portia with somebody who could kind of battle out Kenya.
I don't know.
Because I don't know if Portia can really keep...
Yeah, because she kind of, every time Kenya comes up to her and kind of squashes it, Kenya's like, okay. Or Portia's like, okay.
But maybe we'll see a whole new Portia.
She kind of tried to run her mouth this episode, so maybe now that Cordell's out of the picture,
I was gonna say,
man up a little bit more.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I mean, she tried, but then you couldn't hear anything but over Cordell's bark.
Yeah.
Literally, I forget who said it to Portia. I think Cynthia said something to Portia, and Portia took a sip of her drink, and Cordell said, well, thank you, we really appreciate it. Like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Situation didn't happen to you. The security guards ran up on your wife. Cynthia was talking to your wife. But we'll get to that in a second.
I just have one more thing to say about the divorce. I'm like watching little things in this episode. Like when they walked out, he like had his hand on the small of her back. Like they seem happy.
They did. They seem real cute. I was
so shocked by this.
Maybe she did something for real, like out of line. Like she messed around with somebody or like got a little bit at a party because, you know, she probably gets invited to stuff in Atlanta now. And Cordell is like super strict about how he wants things to be. And maybe she overstepped that line a little bit.
It kind of seems like it because really what else is there? I mean, that kind of seems like it because also how the way he's acting now, like, nope, she didn't get any money, she didn't get anything.
I feel like it was a hoochie mama move.
Yep, I feel like she started acting like she did in the salon with her legs, the baps. She kept like opening her legs. I'm like, girl, what are you doing? So you're right, she probably did something like that.
All right, so Portia, she goes to the salon, she dresses as Baps, loved it. Went through all that and then come to realize that she's not even going to go dressed as Babs.
Those girls put that in her ear, though.
Which is smart. I mean, like, at the end of the day, if you were put in her situation, what would you have done? Would you have gone as Babs or would you have gone as who you wanted to?
I would have gone I would have gone of who she asked me to because everyone else did. And let's admit it, Tina Turner.
So you would have went as Babs.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's the big deal? I think that her friends put it more in her ear that she's doing this so you look stupid and show up with a gold tooth. At the same time, it's still Halle Berry.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
So I think that she should have just gone who she wanted to go as. But, I mean, like, Tina Turner, that isn't exactly the most attractive outfit. Candy did it, and no one ever said, oh, look, Kenya's trying to make Candy look ugly by showing up as Tina Turner in that wig, which I guess at the time it was cool, but...
Yeah, but Tina Turner is still Tina Turner. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Like, I get... What about you, Courtney? Where do you stand?
I mean, I get why she got a little uncomfortable, because the connotation from Kenya was that Portia was, like, taking offense to, is that you want me to come as the ghetto chick. Like, I'm classy and I'm beautiful. I'm not ghetto. So I understand that that was the real, like, core of why she had an issue with the Babs thing.
Right.
But Babs was hot. She could have been hot. She had her little costume. She would have been cute and hot anyway. So I think she could have just gone as Babs. But I understand why she was thinking it was a dig, even though on a certain level it kind of was. But I Kenya's crazy in her own way. So I don't think it was entirely meant to be a dig. But I think it was a little bit of one.
Oh, I think it was 100% a dig. But I mean, yeah, it's Halle Berry, but it's a dig. Because, come on, everyone, she could have came up with some other crazy. She could have been like, come as Madea, or, you know what I mean? Like, something crazy. But Portia, you should have taken the high road, dressed as Baps, and played the character out. And that would have gotten Kenya even more mad that she was the star. People would have loved her to go there.
Yeah, everybody would have given her all the attention.
Yep.
Yeah, she was
perfect. And Kenya would have been heated.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of black women in film, if she wants to go with Halle Berry, the first black woman ever to win an Oscar. Hello. I don't know how she dressed up for Monsters Ball, but the first black woman to win an Oscar, Halle Berry in Monsters Ball.
Right.
Or even as James Bond, just one of the few, if only.
Or Storm.
Or black woman in James X-Men. Bond. Yeah.
But whatever. So Cynthia comes as Diana Ross from Mahogany. Boo. You look
boring.
Womp womp. She could have came a little harder, but she did look. She looked great.
She looked great, yeah.
I mean, and it was actually a good Mahogany costume that was very close to one of the outfits that she wore.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like.
But she did look like Cynthia Bailey in a fur coat. Like,
right.
Totally. She looked exactly like she would dress.
I kind of would have preferred if she said Diana Ross from The Wiz.
Diana Ross from anything else but that.
Yeah.
With big hair.
But it was Mahogany, so she could have done a really, like, awesome fro and, like, a beautiful, like, printed dress.
But couldn't she have done the hair down? Like, isn't it, like, in Mahogany it was flat down and then it was big at the bottom?
Did lots of things in Mahogany because she was a model. So, like, there was all kinds of hairstyles in that movie.
Right. Candy came as
played weird.
Tina Turner with that. I mean, girl, what movie Tina Turner were you watching with that wig?
Angela Bassett.
It was a little orange.
That looked like a clown wig. Like, I cannot with that whole situation. Peter was just pissed off at this entire situation. Like, he walked in mad. I really wonder what was under his. I wish we could talk to Cynthia and be like, why was Peter so upset?
He was so mad
was
the whole party.
Drunk.
Oh, you think he was drunk? I don't think he was. I don't know.
I think he was already drunk. I think he was already drinking.
Maybe. He was acting real paranoid, though. He did not want to be there. And then Kenya comes out as Pam Grier, Foxy Brown. She was so into it. At first, I thought she was coming out as Diana Ross, and I was like, no, she would not do that to Cynthia.
I thought she was for the first second, and I was like, yes, she would do that to Cynthia. But now this kind of gives us an answer to what we were asking before, is why Kenya threw this party. It's so she could dress up as Foxy Brown.
Yeah.
How can I have a party where I could dress up and everyone else can be cool with it? Oh, yeah, let's make everyone dress up.
So also at Kenya's Halloween party. Portia shows up, dresses, like we said, Dorothy Dandridge. Kenya is so upset. She didn't come as Babs. That's it. We need to cancel the Babs portion of the program. First of all, bitch. What program? Maybe if you were going to have like this elaborate thing where people come down and whatever, but like, are we being a part of the program? Like, is Portia going to stand up on stage and be a part of the Babs program? Like, first of all, out of all the women in Hollywood, like, Babs, like, you need a portion in the program from Babs?
She totally made that up at the spur of the moment. I had you guys in a program. The program was her introducing her friends, which I think she only did because she had to pretend like she had a program scheduled.
Right.
Like, she wasn't going to introduce her
friends.
No, because
wouldn't you have told...
They had a program. They started a spoken word, a scene from Color Purple. They had the lady dance.
Exactly.
And they
I didn't see Grace Jones's movie. I didn't see Tina Turner's movie.
Yeah, because they were
That's
scripted.
That's because it got edited out.
Mm-hmm, no, that was not played there, girl.
They were scripted plays with headset microphones. Like, those people were ready. The girls didn't even know they were doing anything. How are they going to get up there and act in a play?
Right. And come on, you still could have put the Babs thing, which I wish you did, because I would have loved to have seen you try and pull something together for that situation, because you ain't have nothing that you were going to... Babs, just cancel everything. I can't even believe life. Like, first of all, why wouldn't you have told the girls when you assigned their costumes and said, look, I really need everyone to show up this way? Like, did was there someone with a Batman costume performing Batman and with Eartha Kitt? No, there wasn't. Yeah. I really need you guys to do this because I'm going to have a program and each one of your costumes is going to represent the stage show. Now, I would come dressed as Babs because, okay, there's a reason why. But no, boo-boo, none of that.
She said something in the argument. She's like, I even sent the email, but I don't really think that was much of an email.
No, none of them knew it. None of them knew what damn program she was talking about by. So Kenya then calls her famous security guards to escort Portia out.
Oh, yeah, which security guards.
I'm really surprised Cordell kept his cool, because this happened to me if I was in that situation, boop, I would have got Baps real quick. I would have turned real quick into that ghetto situation, because no, you are not going to try and invite me someplace just to have me kicked out. Now, Peter and the guys outside think it was preempt. Do you guys think that?
Yeah, because Portia had kicked her out of the other party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Courtney, you think that?
She said Portia didn't kick her out. I don't know. I want to believe that it was not pre-planned, because it's so crazy. Like, really? But yeah, she probably did that shit on purpose.
I don't know. I mean, she didn't know Portia wasn't going to show up in her outfit, though, so...
Yeah.
I kind of feel like she might have thought that that was going to happen, but... I just feel like she was looking for an excuse. It was the perfect excuse. Like, if you get that upset about things, then I don't know how you're running a production company. If you get that upset
you're
over...
Not.
Exactly.
That's true, because none of our fans have sent us that link to her website. All right, so they get escorted out. And I just want to hand clap for the Housewives of Atlanta who supported Portia in this movement and walked outside with her. It really made me feel good, because I thought Cynthia was going to be shady. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see Candy doing it, but walking out with her, but it made me happy that Cynthia and Peter.
Yeah, and Candy wasn't even the one who first said it. It was Cynthia who first said it. So that's great.
It was Cynthia.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I love that when they get outside, Kenya's talking about she needs to apologize. They call Nene. They get Nene on the phone. Nene's pissed about it. And it really shows you, even when Nene spoke to Kenya, she said, we are one. Like, as much as you hate someone in this group, like, we still got to go together, because we're one dysfunctional family. Mm. Like, you can't.
I hated that.
You hated when Nene said that?
Yes, I was like, what are you talking? We are one. It just seems so contrived to me.
A little bit.
No, y'all ain't friends for real. You say that all the time, and now you're saying, oh, we're one? Like, no. Just call her crazy and tell her she was wrong, but all that extra seemed fake to me.
But do you think it was right of all the girls to walk out with Portia?
Yeah, I thought they should walk out, but they should walk out because she's crazy, and what she was doing was crazy.
Right.
I think it's very easy for Nene to be off in L.A. for all the drama and
that's
come
true.
Be plunked back into it and act like the voice of reason. Like, everyone's like, call Nene, get Nene on the phone. It's easy for her to come in, not be in the heat of the moment, not already be annoyed, not already have a drink, and come in and act like... the voice of reason.
Oh, yeah, she wants to act like...
Yeah, it's happened more than once on this season. Yeah, it really has happened more than once.
And what we hope is happening more than once is you guys helping us out on iTunes. Please download, rate, subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us a comment with your Twitter handle. We'll give you a shout-out on the show. Please, 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 iTunes, help us get us to number one. You guys had us in the top 10 last week, so we're almost there. So just keep going there and rate. If you have multiple computers in your house, you guys can help us out by doing that. You can leave comments and change the handles. So just, like, leave us another comment.
Jesse!
I'm just kidding. I'm being Kenya Moore today. Get us to number one, guys. iTunes.
We've only got a few weeks left.
Thank you. Yeah. Come on. Show that how much you love The Housewives. Because I can't even believe OC's already back. I'm just like, can we take a break? can we take a damn break?
No.
Beverly Hills is still on, Atlanta. Like, I just don't know where to turn.
I love it.
Thank you, Bravo, for not.
Yeah, but then there's going to come a time where there's nothing on.
No, because then we have New Jersey.
No,
and New
that's
York.
Why they're so great. They keep it coming.
You're damn right. I just forgot about all the other damn
New Jersey, there. Like my new one of my new favorites.
All right. So, yes, I love that the girl stuck up. One person that I did not love out of this whole situation is you, Brandon.
He's annoying.
Stop being the messy gay boy. Like, you had no reason to be out there. You know what? You could have been out there to support your friend and been behind her, let her deal with the situation at hand. But once she goes inside, you take your ass and go inside. What were you doing? Please explain that. I see you on Twitter defending her all the damn time. But you sitting outside that party talking about waving something around like you have any type of right to wave something around.
Because
guess what? You said, oh, I will go inside while you're out here. And they're going to come right back in because guess what? They're the stars of the show.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't with him. I was over him. I was like, really? I can't even. We gave him 5 minutes to speak. But whatever.
Now we know how Jess feels about that.
Yes. Sorry. He just really upset me with his baby powdered hair.
I know, and his, like, he has a stuffed animal here. Like, him talking to Peter, who's all, like, decked out to the nines, and Cordell, and he's got the stuffed animal.
Well, he was trying to do
what's it called? Of course, but he still looked like an idiot.
Coming to America. then we get... So as he goes inside to go get Kenya, Kenya's inside watching her amazing performances.
The program.
Nene shows up as Grace Jones, did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Phaedra as Eartha Kitt, Catwoman.
Courtney?
Thoughts, Courtney?
It was quiet. I loved it. I thought it was great. I agreed with Nene. That's like the best she's looked.
Yeah.
The best she's like, I don't know about the best she's like. I mean, I've seen Phaedra in some things that I've been like, oh wow, Phaedra looks really good there. That I don't know. I mean, it was a good outfit, but like she said, it wasn't an Eartha Kitt outfit for sure. But and I'm surprised Kenya didn't get so upset about that.
What?
With the mask and the makeup.
That's not Eartha Kitt dressed as Catwoman.
Not even close.
Not really. I don't know what the hell those.
It was pretty close. I mean, the space. Like things.
The Lady Gaga, like,
yeah.
Shoulder pads.
She tried.
Call them the orbits didn't really work.
But I mean, it was cute. She did look really good. I'll give her that. And again, I kept writing down. I love that the girl stuck up for Portia. I really did. It really made me feel some sort of way about that. Nene goes in, gives her little girl talk. Don't burn bridges.
I don't. Golly. I'm like starting to get nervous about my own life. I was like, geez, who is she lecturing? Like, what? First of all, what bridges is she really talking about? It's another housewife on a show. Like, what major bridges is she burning?
Well, you never know, actually, because it could be maybe Kenya meets a football player and Cordell's like, no, that bitch crazy.
No, she's dating an African oil tycoon.
Oh, bye with that.
No, but Nene was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. Nene was, Nene's like, I like Kenya, and that's why I'm taking the time.
I mean, there are times where you have a friend where sometimes, you know, and we all need it, a little check once in a while. That was more than a check. That was like, bitch, either you invited her and apologizing, or we're leaving.
But Kenya rolled over and took it, though, didn't she?
Yep, because
she's
at
like,
the end
yes,
of the day.
Yes, Nene, anything you say.
At the end of the day, these girls throw these parties just for the housewife show.
Mm-hmm.
If the housewives aren't there, you ain't popping.
Yeah, the cameras
Hence
are gone.
Why I feel Nene got mad when the girls didn't show up in Hollywood.
Because the cameras didn't come in her house and shoot everything. You're right.
And where would those cameras have gone? Would they have stayed at Kenya's party?
No.
Nope. They would have followed all the girls to see where they were going. So that's why Kenya was really upset. And that's why Kenya actually went to Portia and apologized.
Please
so
stay.
Fake. I was just like, hey, I think we really need to sit down and talk. Like, girl, can you at least breathe? Like, before you just... She looks so fake reading that. I don't know. Do you see them ever sitting down? Because Portia did say, I think we need to
but
sit down.
But they've tried
and talk
that.
About
it's
this.
Never worked before. They tried it.
They will for season two or round two.
I definitely think it'll happen because, as we saw when Kenya, as a part of the program, named the girls, basically, they said, you know, Portia divorced from Cordell. Phaedra is having her boy number two, and she's coming out with that pregnancy workout. Candy breasts is officially engaged, mm-hmm. and her adult toy line is doing very well. It's buzzing, as they say.
Yeah. Oh, God. I did not even catch that. Courtney, we were really, really surprised to see that they had added that on, that Cordell filed for divorce. And that was it. It was the one sentence, and that was it.
That's what I was going to say. Wasn't it sad that that was the one sentence that they put for her? Like, right. What did they have before?
I know, and literally...
I think they only added those because of that.
They, like, literally put that up, like, the day that it happened. They changed it.
Well, and maybe the only sentence they had before is that Cordell and Portia are still happily married, trying to have a baby, so yeah. They have to change it.
Or working through their issues or something like that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they had to change it. But even so, I've seen on Housewives episodes where those ending little paragraphs aren't right because other stuff has come out since then. So I'm just surprised they changed it for Portia. I can't think of an example, but I remember seeing them where they're not right.
Because it's so big, like, for that to have happened, like,
it's
right
huge.
Now. Cynthia Bailey, I mean, if you guys want to be Miss Renaissance 2013, taking applications, Courtney.
I cannot be with the hot mess.
Nene got a 15-carat ring.
That's huge, right, Courtney?
That is just ridiculous.
I was like, is that big?
Okay.
He's like, I don't know.
That
I was like,
is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard.
Dang.
You know, Nene.
Nene, the new normal was on the edge of being canceled. I don't know if they got picked up or the guy canceled.
Right, you might have to return that ring.
Come on,
but it's
boo.
His money, though.
Stop playing.
Well, like it also said for Nene, she's waiting for her big break, another big role. And then Kenya keeps claiming that she's outsold Phage's DVDs.
Which she has. Orko. It's not really claiming.
She has.
And she's dating an African oil tycoon.
That sounds so fake,
it really does.
Right?
I can just imagine what
that sounds completely made up.
It sounds like it. The words flew out of her mouth and onto the screen.
Right.
I'm dating an African oil tycoon.
All right, girl, we believe you. On that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
So we get the first part of the reunion next week. So excited for this. Is that you, Courtney, going yes?
I'm so excited.
But Stephanie was afraid there wasn't going to be any drama.
Oh, yeah. During the episode when they just showed the little highlights as commercials, I was like, oh, God, it does not look good. But then when they show the scenes after the show, it looks really, really good. Oh, my God, with Kenya and Apollo texting. I can't.
Yeah.
But is this all... I'm afraid that all those scenes were from all three. That's not just next week.
No, I'm sure they're all from... I'm sure it was one scene from me saying Kim's going to be in the third part.
Yes, and Kim.
For sure.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
And Kim and Nene are supposedly friends again.
Yep.
And Candy is finally suing Kim for tardy for the party. It's amazingness.
I know,
around.
It's so good.
It's so much drama, so much tea to be clocked in.
And I hope Cordell.
And Candy finally looked really pretty.
She did.
But they really messed up, and I know they're kicking themselves in the ass that they didn't film. Well, they couldn't have filmed the reunion after he divorced because they need to air it.
They had to air it.
Yeah.
Sucks so bad.
Yeah.
But
that would have been so amazing.
Yeah, I know. But I hope they do like they do with some of the seasons where they bring the husbands out. I would love to see that.
They do. Okay,
do they? Oh, yeah, because Apollo's in there.
They brought out Apollo.
Yeah.
Apollo.
What's his face?
Peter. All of them are yelling at Kenya. And Kenya with the damn fan. She brought a fan out.
Kenya. That's amazing. I love it.
She's playing her character all the way through.
She is. And we will watch it all the way through, too. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Hit us up on iTunes. Download, rate, subscribe, leave us comments. And you can keep the conversation going if you guys get any news. I know you guys already tweet them at us, but you can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. I love you for this, Marissa. Stephanie, where can they tweet you?
Steph Bauer TV.
And Courtney?
Stuart Starlet.
Later.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
from Bing.com, executive producer.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. We must stop.